Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates! Kids write stories, we perform them, kids write more!
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Mindy.
And as you know, Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome sketches and songs. Mindy, what's today's story?
Well, today's story was written by one of our listeners who is not even 3 years old at the time. She said she was almost three when Mia Allen from the Lexington Montessori School in Needham, Massachusetts, wrote her story called I Love My Big Girl Bed.
Wait, she wasn't even three when she wrote that story?
No.
How do you write a story if you're not three yet?
Well, here's the thing. Anybody could write a story for the Story Pirates. She just told her story to her mom, and her mom got it down on paper, word for word.
Wow, now that you say that, I can see that that's obvious what happened.
You could even write a story for the Story Pirates, Lee.
Whoa! Well, before we hear the adaptation of Mia's story, let's hear the original story that she sent in to us. Peter, take it away.
Here it is, Lee. Mia's story, I Love My Big Girl Bed. I love my big girl bed so much, I'm not going to sleep in my crib anymore. I need my big girl bed so much that I'm not even going to turn one and not be a baby. I'm not even three yet, and I really like it so much. And I love my sheets for when I turn three, and I'm going to sleep in my big girl bed, and I love it so much. I really like it so much, and I'm almost gonna be a big girl. My sheets are so good, they look like fairies, all the colors, and I'm gonna sleep in my big girl bed, and I really love it so much. I also love my shoes, and I'm not gonna turn into a baby. Done. Love, Mia. And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Mia's story, I Love My Big Girl Bed.
I need a big girl bed, don't wanna sleep in my crib anymore. Even three yet, don't know what I'll be yet, but on my third birthday then you'll hear me say I love my big girl bed, and I really really love it, really really love it so much. I'm gonna be a big girl, I'm not gonna turn into a baby.
Sheets are so good.
My sheets are colored like fairies, like a big girl's bed sheet should.
Big girl's bed sheet should.
I'm almost a big girl, and this is a big world. I'm spreading the news. Oh, and I love my shoes. Yes, I love my big girl bed, and I really, really love it. Really, really love it. Really, really love my big girl bed. I love my big girl bed.
Done.
Love, Mia.
Yeah!
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Mia.
Hello, this is Mia.
Hi, Mia.
I'm really excited.
You're excited to talk to me?
Yes.
How are you today?
Great.
What are you doing?
I have a little cold, so I didn't go to school. I went to the doctor's office. Then I went to the vet medicine store. And then we went home again to talk to you.
Oh, I'm sorry you have a cold. Mia, how old are you?
5.
You're 5 years old. Do you remember when the Story Pirates did your story on the radio?
Yes.
What was it like to hear your story on the radio? Do you remember?
Well, it was really exciting, and I really liked it.
How did you get the idea for your story, My Big Girl Bed?
Well, I just really, because I really do love it now, and I just wanted to tell people, other people, that I loved it.
So do you have the same bed now?
Yes.
So you've been sleeping in it for a couple years now?
I've been sleeping in it for almost 3 years. Actually, yeah, 3 years.
So do you still really love it?
Yes.
What do you love about it?
I like fairy, so I really like what it has on it, and I like that it glows in the dark.
Glows in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like a nightlight and a bed put together.
Yeah. I don't usually get scared at night, but sometimes I have nightmares, and that makes me scared.
I know what you mean. I'm glad that you have a glow-in-the-dark bed for whenever you have a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm really glad of that, too.
Do you have any special sheets or blankets on your bed?
Yeah, I do. They're like... Oh, and I have a mobile now.
You do?
I just got a mobile floor on top of my bed. And my special sheets are like the covers. They have fairies on them.
What about the mobile?
Oh, and in my mobile, there are fairies.
There's fairies in your mobile?
Yeah, I've seen them twinkle a lot.
So you like fairies?
Yeah, I really like fairies.
What do you like about fairies?
I like that they shimmer, and fairies make me not have nightmares.
That's so great. It sounds like you have a really, really great place to go to sleep.
Yes, I really like it.
You know, sleep is one of my favorite things.
Oh, and I also, yeah, it's mine too, and I also have a lava lamp.
You have a lava lamp?
Yeah. It doesn't really have lava, though.
That would be too dangerous. Do you keep the lava lamp on when you go to sleep?
Yeah. And also, I saw a real volcano once, but it didn't explode.
Whoa.
I really love volcanoes, too.
Really? Where did you see the volcano?
In Hawaii.
You saw it in real life?
Yeah.
Whoa. Was it so cool?
Yes.
But it didn't explode?
No, it didn't. Because that would be really scary.
That would be really scary. You'd have to run really fast.
Yeah.
Did you ever see a volcano?
It's not active anymore.
Do you ever see an active volcano on TV or anything?
Yeah, I've seen it in videos and stuff.
That's cool. So why do you like volcanoes?
Well, because I like how they explode. And one time, since I love volcanoes so much, one of my friends gave me, you know the volcanoes that you can make with vinegar and stuff? He gave me a Bhutan volcano that you could put vinegar and baking soda in, and then it would explode with the stuff that you used.
Did you do that at your house?
Not yet. I'm going to do it soon, though.
It's going to make a big mess.
Yeah, I know it is. I like being messy.
Do you have any advice for any kids out there that might be trying to write their own story?
Yeah, my sister wants to write a story. I told her that she needs to make it up in her own imagination. Or it could be real, like, It could be really whatever she wants.
That's really good advice. Mia, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome. And thank you very much for doing what you're doing.
Oh, thanks, Mia.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Bye, thank you.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. Special thanks to Mia's mom, Gretchen, and to Sirius XM Radio. Special shout out to Eli Bolin, our musical director who musicalized Mia's story today. Thanks, Eli. If you want to see Story Pirates Live, we'll be performing in Davis, California on February 23rd, at the Actors Gang Theater in Culver City, California on March 8th, and at the Wayne YMCA in New Jersey on March 16th. You can also see us at our family flagship shows in New York City most Saturday afternoons. Find info and tickets for those shows on our website, storypirates.org. Grownups, our next After Dark show is at Symphony Space in New York City on February 22nd. As always, you can find sweatshirts and other gear at storypirates.org/store. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. See you next time. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.